Welcome to the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast, the number one hoodoo and spirituality-based podcast bringing awareness to African-American spirituality in a wide range of thought-provoking topics. I am Papa Seer, your host, your narrator, and your storyteller. Before the show begins, make sure you're subscribed or following the show so you don't miss out on any episodes. And as always, donations of love keep our podcast alive and give us the ability to upgrade the show, enhance our content, and most importantly, do what we love. You can use any link in the description to send your donation of love today. Now, let's start the show.
Let me put some gas in this motherfucking year, bitch. I ain't really talk my shit in a minute. Like, who the fuck these bitches really think they talking to? Like, bitches, who fucking dumb?
Good morning and grand rising. We are here with another episode of the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast. It is me, Papa Seer, the host, narrator, and storyteller of the number one hoodoo and will continue to be the number one hoodoo and spirituality-based podcast, the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast. Oh yes, it's definitely one of those episodes. It's one of those episodes. So, if this is your first time listening to the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast, I would say, you know, maybe not start with this episode because I'm on one today. It happens from time to time, but it is what it is. First and foremost, I want to just give a big old shout out to my spiritual mom. I love you so much. I low-key dedicate a part of this episode to you. So, if you're listening, I know this is going to tickle you today because you inspired this. I'm just jumping right into this today because I don't really even have that much time. I got to run up out here and go get my typhoid vaccine for this, you know, going to Mexico and stuff like that. So I'm going to just go ahead and jump right on up into this. I don't know who y'all think y'all talking to. I don't know who y'all think y'all are playing with. I don't know why y'all feel because I have jumped on YouTube and there's a comment box in YouTube and because y'all have grew imaginary thug muscles or you done grabbed your little Hogwarts wands and you think that we're gonna fight in a comment box on YouTube. It's not going to happen. I can block you. It's a click of a button. I will do it or I will pay someone to block you. All of you. Let me just start off by saying that all of y'all little comments about what you think, what you feel. I don't care about somebody being, you know, like y'all wanted to not agree with what I got to say, but don't be disgusting. Don't be disgusting. Like, seriously, I really truly get now what content creators be saying about YouTube in those comments. Now that we got that off my chest, let me jump right up into this. Ma, shout out to you and I love you because you used to say something all the time. It used to be like, I don't teach people that are not worthy. So-and-so is not worthy. They are not worthy. And I used to cringe and laugh when you would say that, you know, because I used to be like, you know, when I was younger, I used to think like, well, who are we to say who is worthy and who is not worthy? Ma, you were right. You were right. It is so many people that are not worthy. You are right. I literally bow to you today. You are right because I understand and I get what you mean that these people are not worthy. So many are just not worthy. This is a 1% practice. And to my teachers out here, you really need to start filtering who you are teaching and stop taking on students for money. I get it. I know that it's hard out here. I know tuition fees help out, but let me tell you this right now. As my spiritual mother would tell me, you have to be so mindful and discerning about who you are putting the hands of this power into, because a lot of these people, first and foremost, need therapy. I'm just gonna say what I say. Some of y'all just need therapy. You do. Some people come into this with all of the wrong intentions. And then the worst part about it is the things that you teach them, people in a weirdo minds really think that you can turn around and use something on me that I taught you. that just blows my mind every time that somebody, I don't know what tricks the spirits you over there sacrificing donkeys to, but stop it, because they are playing with you. I don't know who told you that you could use something against someone that taught it to you. You're crazy, okay? Some of you all have no respect for authoritative roles, which is why your life look the way that it do. Which is why you keep getting fired, which is why you've never been a leader, which is why you're not a boss, a manager, nothing like that, because you literally have no respect for authority. And any version of spirituality, there's going to be someone in authority over you, whether it's your teacher, your mentor, the priest, the pastor. You have to walk into these spaces with respect for the authority that is in place. If you don't like the authority, if you don't want to respect the authority, pack your stuff, go somewhere else. You don't have to be here. Because to come into organizations with your demands, your requirements, organizations that predate, you know, your entry, right? Who are you to think that you can come into a space and everyone in that space is supposed to bend to you and what you think got going on? Another thing too that I'm really, really just over, and I'm just going to talk about it today, is you students, or you, whatever you think you are, getting aligning yourself with people, getting mentors, you know, people taking the time out of their day to teach you, because no one has to teach you. Let me make this very clear. Like, you're trying to learn something that we already know how to do. You are trying to learn something that we already know how to do. The money that you pay your mentor, your teacher, your spiritual family, let me also remind you, it is never enough as to what you are giving back. It's not enough. We're all being charitable, because the amount that you pay for what you get back, it could never, it is, there's no dollar amount. There's no check you could write for what you get back. You see, the money that you send, it gets spent. But what you get back, you get to retain that for the rest of your life. Amen and ashe to that, right? You see, you come into these spaces, you get with these teachers, and you feel like overnight we are supposed to unload every single thing that we know to you. You feel like because you gave someone, a couple $100, they're supposed to drop all of their knowledge, all of their experiences, all of their 30, 40, 50, whatever my years of learned experience onto you because you had a dream about a dead grandmama. Because you felt called to this. I'm so sick of hearing that, because everybody says that everybody's called to this, whatever. Hey, shout out to you. Amen and ashe, right? It does not work like that. This takes time. It takes tenure. And most importantly with me, it takes loyalty. Because I'm not going to just sit there and just show you every single thing that you want to know. Because I don't know you like that, first of all. We got to get to know each other. I don't know you like that. Just because you listen to the podcast, just because you whatever and woo 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 Papa Seer, that's great. You know many people that woo 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 Papa Seer until the moment when I had to check them. And to the moment when they were in the wrong. And to the moment when you had to correct them. Then it's not woo 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 Papa Seer. It's F you. Da 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 da. Then it's I'm leaving comments on your YouTube. Then it's I'm sending emails. Then it's, you know, all of the nasty little things that you all have done to me that I don't speak about when something doesn't go your way. So a lot of us, we do have boundaries. And it takes time and it takes tenure to get past those boundaries, because what happens is, and this happens time and time again, and my teachers, I feel you on this one, right? You teach somebody something and then they don't want to be loyal to the cause. They don't want to be loyal to you. They take what they learn and they run off with it, or they take what they learn and then want to try to turn around and use it against you. You pour everything that you can into them in the moment when you two have a disagreement. Or you don't see eye to eye. Because where is it written that any relationship is going to be void of disagreements or uncomfortable experiences. The moment you two have one, then it's they want to leave. I don't want to be a student anymore. They run around talking all kinds of bad about you. I mean, it just confirms what my spiritual mother would say all the time. The majority of these people are not worthy. I said what I said today. And if you feel in some type of way, I am specifically talking to you. And I dare you leave another YouTube comment on my shit. Because I'm on that today. Because I'm so sick and tired of helping people, pouring into people, loving people, financially helping people, spiritually helping people, physically helping people, getting my community involved to help people. And you want to turn around and throw stones? Throw the stones at me. But it's a difference when you, any of you, want to throw stones at my spiritual family. You can throw them at Papa Seer because I can fight. I'm from Richmond. I'm good. But my spiritual family, leave them out of it. Because their intentions are pure. 100% pure. Pure. The problem is, people want to come and they want to get involved. They want to be a part of something, but you don't want to conform to the golden standard. You don't want to unlearn all of the BS that you walk with. You don't want to cleanse yourself. You want to walk in your ego. You want to be the next hoodoo superstar and really, instead of just being a part of a community. We don't want you. We don't need you over here. I definitely don't. And that is the problem in this community, this attitude of entitlement. Well, my grandmama, my da 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 da. Well, who said your grandmama was right? We all got a grandmama and a grandfather and a connection to this. It's somewhere down the line. You're not special. You are not entitled to anyone's knowledge and or teachings just because you handed them over some money. You want to learn something? Show yourself accountable. You want to learn something? Show yourself worthy. You want a godparent to show up? You want a mentor to show up in your life? Prove that you are worthy of this. And it is beyond what you can do financially or how much magic you think you can do or how good you think you are at a reading. How about learn some basic skills? It's called being a good person. Being reliable, being responsible, being respectable, being dependable, showing up, being loyal. Go Google all of those words. I say what I say today. This is not for everyone. And to my teachers out here, y'all have my utmost respect. We don't have to like each other. We don't have to get along. We don't have to collab. We don't even have to sit in the same space. But I stand with you because we're in the same industry. And my heart and my love goes out to you because I understand what you are going through. I get it. Trust me, I get it. And you keep your heads up high. You keep yourselves warded in protection. And may spirit only send those to you, my family, my friends, my listener supporters, my other teachers, mamas and papas of this. May spirit only send you those that are worthy.